Hello, this is Badwell Road Center Podcast, episode 125. Today is the 26th of January. This is a podcast for English language students by English language students at St. Clair's Oxford. Hi, my name is Emiliano.
Hi, my name is Florencia.
Hi, my name is Javier.
We are students at St. Clair's Oxford.
In this show, you're going to hear students from GO2 talking about French. We know that some people say that have a close friends that have always met on the internet, for example Facebook, you know.
No.
But never in person. You haven't met them never in person. So do you think it's possible to have a friend like this on the internet?
Hi, I'm Gisela Rodriguez from Mendoza, Argentina. I think that it's not possible because a real friend is a person who with you can share good and bad moments.
Okay.
Otherwise, it will be like artificial and
yeah,
it doesn't
right.
make sense.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay. Well, what about you? What do you think?
Hello, I'm Dimitri from Belgium. I think it's possible, but it will be different to have a close friend if you see him, so you will have another relationship.
Yeah. All right. Well,
hello. I'm Alessandro from Italy. I think that there are different kinds of friends because you can have best friends in the real life and some of artificial friends in Facebook, so I think it's quite normal.
Yeah. Well, please.
Hi, my name is Sol from Argentina, Buenos Aires, and I think that it's not possible because you need to share things with a friend. So,
Okay, well, the last one.
Hi, I'm Gabriela from Venezuela, and I think the same that Giselle and Sol. I think it's difficult to have a really friend just talking with them from Facebook, I don't know. I think it's like a cyber relationship, and that's not.
Well, yeah, you are right, but another question: do you think that you can have many real friends or just a few?
No, I don't. I don't think so. You have few close friends, really close friends. You can have a lot of people who you know, but a few.
Very good answer.
Yes, I think a bit the same. I think you have also a few really good friends, and you have normal friends that you see sometimes, but you're really good friends. You will have a relationship with them than other friends.
Yeah.
You will be closer.
Just a few. What about you, Sandra?
As Gisella and Vinicius said, you can have 100 close friends. You must have a few friends, best friends, and you can have 100 friends, but
a difference, maybe.
Yeah, different. Yeah, yeah. You have to change.
I think that you can have a few real friends, but not a lot, because you need to share things with he or she, and also to do things with them.
Yeah. It's true. Maybe in Facebook you can't do you can't go out, or maybe do something.
Okay, I think you can have many friends, but just a few real friends, because just with a few people you can share your good and bad moments, and they can help you in bad situations, and you can help them in bad situations or good situations. But just a few.
Yeah, so we, everybody agree in the same point. So.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I'm Fleur again, and I have two questions for you. Some people say that their best friends are a pet, for example, a dog or a cat. What do you say to somebody like this?
I would just say like a dog, because it's said that dogs are the best friend of me, just because of that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And you, Dimitri?
I would say to the person that it's good for him, but I think that the best friend should be a human and not a dog or a cat.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you?
I have a cat, so I love it. But I should have, of course, I should have human best friends, but I can have also animal best friend.
Oh, thank you. And you, Sol?
I think that I would say that he or she is crazy, but many people think that is a friend, a pet, or I don't know.
Yeah. You, Avrina?
Okay, I think it's good, but you have to have really good friends, persons, people. But it's good if you have your pet, like your best friend, I don't know. I think it's good.
Yeah. So the other question is, what do you usually do with your friends to have fun, for example?
You usually meet on the weekends. We meet with other in the house, have lunch together, sorry, dinner, and then we go dancing or to a pub.
Oh, really?
For example, on Sundays, we used to meet in a house or in a camping. And have lunch. For example, in Argentina, a traditional lunch is asado.
That sounds great. Okay.
Me and my friends, we usually just go to the pub and bring something and have fun. Nothing really special.
And you, Italian boy?
We always don't know because there is nothing to do. No, I'm joking. But we always trust in our imagination.
Oh.
So we can do whatever we want.
Interesting. Good.
So you can fly, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Of course. I tried one time, but no. I fell down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey.
And we go out... for example, on Fridays, or maybe we prefer to go to a cinema.
Oh.
But it depends on the day and all that.
That's nice.
Okay, we usually go to clubs and the cinema. That's all.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Gabriela.
Well, I'm Emiliano. Now we are going to talk about some controversial issues. Well, the first question. Could you be close friends with someone who has a very different political or religious ideas from yours? What about you, Gisela?
I think it doesn't have... it has nothing to do with a political aspect. You can be a friend of a person who has different thoughts, but if it's a good person, maybe it can be your friend.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, I think it's possible, but it will be more difficult than to have a friend of your own religion, because you will act, sometimes you will act other than you, and just if you do a movement or so in his religion, it maybe feels like an attack on him, because like if you sit with your feet to somebody who is from Saudi Arabia or something, it's very bad if you do that, and I didn't know it at first.
That's true.
So,
yeah,
it's possible, but it's difficult.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
What about me? We are all brothers, live and let live, do whatever you want.
Thank you.
You are the best.
I think that it not depends if they have different political or religion ideas, because I consider that like a discrimination. Because we are all the same, and that doesn't change.
Matter. Yeah.
I think you can be close with a person who have a different political or religious ideas, just while you respect the position and the ideas from the other person.
Yeah.
Wow, cool point of view.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, and now the last question and the most controversial one. Can men and women ever truly be just friends?
Let's see.
This is interesting.
Yes, I think so. But of course, sometimes you can confuse yourself and fall in love with a person.
Yeah, because
it's next to you.
You're too close.
Yes.
Many factors.
There are some problems.
Yeah.
What about you, Dimitri?
I think it's possible, but also I think that. It's sometimes it happens that one of the person get feelings for the other one, and then it's a bit more complicated than before. But
yeah, it's true.
Of course, we can be friends, but I don't know.
I think that yes, because I have 3 best friends and they are 2 men and 1 woman. So I think that yes.
Yeah, me too.
Of what course I can. Most of my friends, my best friends are men, and I don't have a relationship with them. We are just friends and we hang out together and it's cool, but just that.
Well, that were all the questions. Thanks for listening. For more information or to leave a comment or question about the show, please check our show notes at butlerroad.podomatic.com. Thank you.
Have to turn. Okay.
What is happening to
Hold on.